Yeah, so then let first k be any cylinder. I will denote as usual the end of the end effective of k to be by Voskis categories of motifs, which is defined to be the derived category of sheaves for the Nikitin topology with transfers over the big smooth site of k, where we invert smooth A1 equivalence. So weak equivalence. The decorization of this category. So the theorem of Obovsky is the following. So if you have y to x a CDH hypercover of varieties with k, then if you take the complex DTR y point to the superficial scheme to DTR x, so this is an A1, so this is an A1 weak equivalence. So it induces an isomorphism in DM effect. Of course, for this to be true, Gorowski needs to assume that k admits resolution of singularity. But now it's only true for characteristic 0 phi. Okay, and there's an equivalent way to state this result, which is as follows. So we introduce another category, so let B prime M effective, we put CDH here, K to be the following localization as before, but where we replace smooth by old schemes. So it's the derived category of sheaves with transfers for the CDH topology on any finite type scheme, on the category of finite type scheme, where we invert the weak equivalence, A1 weak equivalence. So we can define a category like this, and there is an evident functor which goes to, sorry, in the other direction. So this goes from DM effective, I will put this from now on to distinguish from this, and I will call this to be P upper star. So P upper star is induced from a morphism of site or pseudomorphism of site, which goes from schemes with the CDH topology to smooth K with the mismatch. So there is a continuous map of it's not a morphism of site, but it's a continuous map of site, which induces this functor. And so we can restate the Brzozowski theorem as by saying that P upper star, so the theorem, P upper star is an equivalent of categories if K admits the resolution of singularity. Okay, so this theorem was produced to Vygotsky. So the goal of this talk is to try to prove something weaker without assuming a resolution of singularity. So what I can prove is the following. Actually, I'll prove something. I will not prove what I will write here. So this is why I will put like this. But I think I can prove this, but I didn't go to. So there are some technical problems I didn't have the time to resolve them. But I will put something which is which will look very very much like this theorem between two bars, and it says the following. So so the functor P upper star is admits a retraction. Meaning that there is a functor sigma which goes from D prime M effective TDH K to TM the usual one. And there is such that the composition should be K sigma P upper star is isomorphic to the identity. So we see that this so this functor is faithful. For example, sorry? No, this is primarily feasible. Yeah. Otherwise, I mean this is known for K sigma. Yeah, so conjecturally, I cannot prove, sigma should be the left adjoint. So actually, there's an evident functor which goes like this, which is, there's two functors here. Yeah? There's the P lower star, which is the right adjoint to this P upper star. But of course, I cannot prove this. Otherwise, it would last much more. But again, consider another functor which conjecturally it should be the left adjoint to this. Of course, everything should be an equivalent.
In characteristic zero, this thing here comes from a domain adjoint.
Sorry?
In characteristic zero, this
comes from a domain. Yeah, it would be an adjoint of left, right, also. I mean, in characteristic zero, everything is well known. I mean, it's an equivalence, so this would be an equivalence, and and let me just take a consequence of this corollary. So now take let y to x be a TDH hypercover. So in the beginning of the Orange Book, there is a chapter about transfer over singular schemes.
So if you have to invert P,
really?
Yeah.
Maybe. Anyway, it's not a problem because I would not prove this. I prove something without transfer. So, but in.
So you use the correspondence
for a moment and I thought there was something like universally integral, so I don't need universally integral. I don't need to invert P, I mean.
So you want to take a universal integral,
yeah.
Then you can
know
an encryption
like that. I put something very, very, there's no transfer in what I would talk about, and it will imply something like this.
I just want to understand exactly what we are dealing with. Which are provided with transfers with respect to this universal integral. And you have to compose them, so that's probably can. Okay. I guess that's
so now take any hypercover. Take any hypercover of schemes over K. So TDH, and suppose that that the components are smooth. So the component of phi is smooth and x is smooth. Then this morphism is an A1 unique equivalent. So that's a remark about this. Of course, for any characteristic, for any field, we know that this is true for hypercovers which are generated by blow up in smooth center. right? So the new thing here is that we don't assume anymore that this hypercover is generated by such simple blowup, but I need that the component to be smooth. Of course, I have no example of a hypercover which is not a hypercover in of smooth scheme over K, which is not generated by blowup of full centers. But anyway, okay. So this I will not prove, as I said in the beginning, but this is this I will prove. By proving something without transfer, actually, and this is sufficient. Maybe I'll tell you why. So let me just explain. I mean, the implication is very simple, actually. Yeah. So what? How to prove this? I just use the fact that this functor is conservative because it has a section, so it's conservative. So if I want to prove that something here is an isomorphism, I just can look at it here. And if I look at this here, it's clearly an isomorphism because here I have CDHD. So this is why we have this implication. Okay, so let me tell you what I will prove. So this statement of the theorem before giving the statement, I have to introduce some categories. So actually, the main theorem will work over any base. So let S be a Hessian scheme. So we call dA effective Mihnevich S to be the last category of sheaves of abelian groups without transfer for the nested topology on smooth over S, which is localized with respect to the A1 weak position. And then I define the prime A effective CDH of S to be the same thing, except that I replace nested topology with the CDH topology. And the warp over all schemes over it. And then I will need I need only the stable variant of this. So that is the dA without effective, which is. Now it's a homotopy category of some model category of spectra. So A1 is stable. And I take the spectra, key spectra of sheaves for the Mihnevich topology, Fabinian groups, smooth S. And P is the state motif, which can. I can take to be Z of A1 locified by Z of G. Okay. So, I mean, this is, don't need to know what it is exactly, but it's just a way to invert this object which lives here. It's like in classical theory, we invert the Lefschetz motif. Here we have to make it in. A little bit more technical, you have to take specs. And so I can state the theorem is as follows. So I still have a functor P upper star. There is still a functor P upper star which goes from here to here, right? As before. So the theorem is the following. There exists functor sigma and a natural isomorphism as follows. So go from dm effective by p of star to dm prime effective tdh s, and here that can go to the stable version by the infinite suspension. Oh, sorry, sorry. And it goes to EA, the stable version. And so there is a function like this, sigma, and an isomorphism of functor between the composition. So this is okay. And this is sufficient to get this corollary, actually. And of course, I think that if I mean, there are only some technical obstacles to get something maybe cleaner than this complicated diagram. But I didn't have the time to prepare this for today. Okay. So actually, which should hold actually is that the functor we have to start from the effect from the stable version, so dA this should have a refraction, but I will just prove this statement. So I first give you the idea of the proof, so which is very simple actually. Yeah, so both sides of you have this you have a functor like this. She goes from G A C D H S to A. So if you have a functor like this, then you can compose by the evident functor which goes from C to S. So this means that there is a way to associate to any scheme over S an object of this category. So to any S scheme, I can associate a motif, and in a covariant way, of course. And the only natural way to do this is by the following formula. So the natural to associate the motive to X over S, which might be very singular, is to take F lower shrink, F upper shrink of V S0, where S is a structural morphism from X to X. So this is nothing but, in cohomology, this is only the homological motif. So it's natural to take this, the homology of X. So it's natural to take this here, and indeed, it's easy to check that this is covariant, and for smooth S scheme, it coincides with the evident morphism. So of course, we have an evident morphism in here. I restrict to only smooth guy that evident function, which to x over s associate this z of x as a complex, it's 0 and let me put this extension on. So then naturally to go from smooth scheme of S to this category, but to go from old scheme one need to take this this one. And of course, so as I said before, they coincide. So you go like this or like this, it's the same up to an isobar. Yeah, so the idea is to take this functor, which I will call it n, which goes from scheme over S to dA dS. Okay. So maybe I should say here, the reason I take the stable version is because this formula only lives in the stable version. I cannot speak about this object in dA effect. There's no, yeah, but there's no concentration theorem, and I don't know either if the object, if you don't assume resolution of singularity, you cannot prove that this object is effective, you know, in the effective part of this. So it's, yeah. Alright, so I have a solution I call M to F, so let's associate the flower streak of upper streak of G, F0. And so the idea is to make this functor, to extend this functor. So I want to extend this functor to d prime a effective cdh. Yeah, it's exactly the same for all the and for the M, for SH, and for the A, there's no difference, fortunately. Oh, yeah. It's the same, actually. It's not more difficult, it's not more easy. I think the same thing you have to do with it. And actually, it's also, I mean, it isn't, I mean, it's not just, Yeah, so in order to extend the functor, the most natural way to proceed is to try to stickify the functor. So here we have a functor which goes to some category of spectra, but it's only a functor up to homotopy, right? So it's only defined when I take the homotopy category. So suppose, let me suppose that there is a model of M. So there is M with an underline, which goes from scheme to S to the category of spectra. So this category I will call curly M. So model category, but suppose you have a functor goes from scheme to M of S such that M such that when I go to the homotopy category I get something which is isomorphic to my first. So here's M bar. Okay. So this is what I call a model of M. So I assume that there is a model of M and which is supposed to be additive. Okay, so assume that there is that exists as an M underline and modal of M, which is additive. Together with a natural transformation so scheme S goes by N underline to modal category, and I can restrict to smooth schemes. And here I have my evident vector. So here's an evident one. And I think that is a natural transformation which is an A1 weak equivalent, stable A1. For any smooth scheme over S, this natural transformation is A1 equivalent. So if I have this data, then I can actually construct my functor sigma, and I tell you how. So from this data, I can construct sigma. Yeah, so as M is additive, it extends to the additive category on S, on scheme over S. Okay, and I can embed this into something, but I will add infinite direct sum, and of course it still goes to N of S. I can also embed it in the category of complexes. And here I can still go to this category by taking the total thing. And if I caution by usual homotopies, this will map to the homotopy. Okay? So this category, the complexes of schemes, maybe infinite copies of them, up to homotopy goes to this category. Right? So now I have an equivalence the category of precedence over schemes over S. This is not really right what I'm saying here, so I have to restrict to some subcategory, or maybe category of cofibrant objects. If I restrict to the category of cofibrant complexes, then I will get quasi isomorphism with the Dirac category of precedence of Abelian groups on category of schemes. So by this formal trick, I get a functor which goes from the category of pre-sheaves to the M niche.
What's the homotopy?
Sorry?
What's the homotopy?
Oh, just simplistic, I mean, the of complexes, yeah.
Not the A1
homotopy. Oh, no, not yet. Yeah, so I have a functor, of course, from D, species, of ordinary groups, on schemes, S, to this, to Dn, so to Da, which so now the game is to try to so prove that this functor will pass to the quotient by CDH.
Do you know if in direct sum?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But then how do you in M of S you have canonical direct sum?
Mm-hmm. M of S is a different category. So yeah, I want to prove that this functor will pass by. I mean, we'll send CDH local equivalence to isomorphism and also A1 weak equivalence to isomorphism. So I can quotient this category by this to the set of maps in order to get now a real field map from D prime A CDH to D A. So until now, I didn't really use this data. I just used the fact that M was additive. So to prove that this functor passed to this weak equivalences, we have to use, of course, more things. So. So let me first prove that it takes CDH local equivalences to isomorphism. I have to use a particular property of the CDH topology, which is the following. So it's just called the Brown-Gerson property. So recall that the CDH topology admits the BG property, which says that if I take F to be B sheaf of abelian groups on schemes of K over S, then F is CDH local, which means that it's like injector for the example of CDH local pre-sheaves are exactly a potent class of example of CDH local pre-sheaves are given by complexes of sheaves which are injected and which are bounded. So it's like I'm saying that F is injective if and only if for any square, distinguished square. I will tell you what it is for a moment. For any distinguished. So the image by F of the square is homotopy Cartesian. Actually, for Cartesian, because here I'm working with complexes, so it's the same. So it's homotopy Cartesian or for Cartesian. And so these squares are given by. So there are two kinds of these squares. There are the least Liebig square, and the CDH one. Or yeah, so my
but
square here.
It's not actually a principle, it's a complex of principles.
Yeah, it's a principle of complexes.
Hmm?
It's a principle of complexes. Of arrays of complexes. Sorry, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so there are two kinds of squares. X prime to X, U. The prime, and here it's for the missing image square. So here it's an etal map. This is an open immersion, and it induces an isomorphism on the complement. So x prime minus u prime is isomorphic to x minus u. This is the first kind of square. The second one, called CDH. So they are given by x prime x z e. So here z is a closed immersion, and this is not projective. And it induces an isomorphism on still on the complement. So x prime minus e. So all the squares are Cartesian. Is isomorphic to x minus. So this is like a blow up square, and this is a classical missing square. And so to check that something is injective, I just need to check this property. And this formally implies that if I want to invert all the CDH weak equivalences, I only need to, it's equivalent to invert. Some special one which are given by this two kind of square. So lemma inverting CDH weak equivalences is equivalent to invert invert the following a prime image to invert the following thing a prime okay so I just need to invert this kind of map of the sheet. In order, so to prove that this map, that function takes CDH local equivalence to isomorphism, I only need to check that it takes this square to Cartesian square. So let me check this. By my function, which is actually because I'm looking here at only at schemes, square of schemes, so I just need to apply n, not the extension, I don't care about the extension. So I have my function n, which is maybe somewhere. Yeah, so n is the one at the beginning there. And I have to check that this n takes a distinguished square to Cartesian square. So the case of least squared square is easy. So the case Fitness is easy, mainly because we have Mishnevich distance in DA, Mishnevich, but by construction. Yeah. There's nothing to prove. Yeah. So I will only look at CDA square. No. Yeah, right. I see. But it should not be. I will try to do it if you want, but. Sorry?
M of S is
the model category.
Right.
Model category of spectra. Yeah, actually, for your question, you can reduce the problem to work over to suppose that x equals s, yeah? And for x equals s, everything is true. So, I will do the reduction here to the case of x equals s. So I take a CDH square. X prime x so here it's projected it's a closed immersion and then like an exceptional subscheme. I want to prove that there is a distinguished triangle in DA DA in this image. Must follow. So we have M of E goes to M of D, like my vitroid is square, vitroid is sequence. So I'm saying that M of this guy is co-Cartesian is like saying that there is a distinguished triangle. And so to construct this distinguished triangle, we have to recall that the definition of M. So M was something like F over shape of the shape of D. Remember? Yeah, so to get this triangle, I do the following. To take some notation, so I have here my f to s, we call it prime, p prime, I have to take the complement, take the complement, p prime u, g prime, and g. Yeah. So to show that I have this triangle, it's sufficient to construct an exact triangle over x, actually. And this will be the image of this triangle by F lower shake. Yeah? So it's sufficient to construct this triangle on X and then apply F lower shake. Yeah, so the triangle on X can be written as follow. So yeah, I have to call it R. So something like this. R lower shrik, R upper shrik, something, I don't know what it is. Goes to I lower shrik, I upper shrik, that's P lower shrik, P upper shrik, and goes to the identity. Of course, here I can put G if you want. I need to prove that this is a triangle. So what I do, I will take the cone actually of this, map, and which maps to V, and I will show that this guy is an isomorphism. Right? And to do this, I use that I use the following thing. I use that I have on X a couple of right. Of something, okay. F upper shrink of okay. Yeah, so to do this I use the fact that the family of functions given by E upper shrink and G upper shrink the conservative family. So it detects isomorphism. So I just need to prove that this map is invertible after applying E upper shrink or G upper shrink. Yeah, so if I apply E upper shrink, I will get the following diagram. So E upper shrink of but now I will not write the F upper shrink. And I wonder if it was isomorphic to the upper shrink of the upper shrink. Yeah, so the point that this guy is simple is because R factors through E, it's just given by this one, P prime, now actually. P prime our shrink of and here I just yeah shrink and here I have the base shape theorem so I can permute these two functors because P is proper or projective and that, then I will get P prime our shrink E upper shrink and P upper shrink and it should be probably P prime check E upper shrink. Yeah, so I see that this and this part is an identity on these two factors. So this means that this guy will be isomorphic to this guy. Yeah, and this gives an the isomorphism I want. Yeah. And for G upper shrink it's even easier. So I have the square there.
I would guess that it's going to be P prime lower shrink I upper shrink is equal to P I.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the first term in the second row is it?
So the first term in the second row? There's a prime, yeah.
A whole prime.
Yes.
Thanks.
Okay. So So for G uppers, it's PDF. The same method book. Yeah. So I can caution by I can invert CDH weak equivalences, and I can also invert A1 weak equivalences. This is very easy now. So remember, I shouldn't raise this. Yes, so there was my function which was going from the derived category of certain sheaves on streams over S. So now I can take CDH, yeah, because I proved that it passed to CDH. And so it goes to DM, DA, least which. So this is okay. Now I still need to see that if A1 equivalences will pass to this functor, and this is very easy to check. So I just need to take some scheme X over S and see that if the image here of A1 X to X is invertible. So I just need to check actually that M of A1 X to M of X is invertible. Right? This will give that I can invert A1 equivalent. But this is actually trivial. So if you remember the definition, if you look at the definition, it's really trivial. So I have X S P A1 X, so I'm looking at the map from P double shake, P double shake of GS to, sorry, the Q. Yeah, but this map is just given by the following composition. Is yeah, so it's P. Right? And by the homotopy, because of A1 homotopy, this is just the identity field. So the map, this map is an isomorph. Because the map from the one is invertible. Yeah, it's defined for all schemes. Mm-hmm. So this is the six operations that are defined in the reverse. Right, so now I have a functor, which so I have my functor sigma actually, which goes to D prime A, TDH, effective. This two. Yeah, so 5 minutes, 5 minutes, yeah. Okay, so actually this construction does not really work because I don't have an underline. So this guy doesn't exist. But one can do still something. So this is another technical difficulty, but it can be solved. Let me just tell you how very quickly. So I want to try to define the specification of my M. Remember, so I have an M in to and I want to find something which goes to M. The category of mode. Right? So I take f from x to f, any finite type scheme, and so I know that m of x is given by f double shrink of the shrink of z. Now if I look at the definition of this functor, so this functor depends. So actually, are defined by choosing some embedding of x into a smooth scheme. So I have to embed x into some smooth scheme V, and then this will be given by P power shrink P power shrink of V. Now for smooth morphism, this upper shrink is very simple, and also the lower shrink. So I know that this will give P lower sharp E lower shrink E upper shrink P upper sharp for Z. And I can even make it more explicit. It will be, so the final thing is given by P lower sharp applied to the homotopy fiber of V to G lower star V minus. And G is the complement of And so this formula can be made strict. I can define this formula on the level of model categories, and it even gives a functor. But unfortunately, it's a functor defined depending on the embedding of the smooth variety. So I only have a functor I'll call it n. Goes to scheme is square over f to the model category f, and it's given by this formula, and so this category is given is the category of closed immersion. So the object of closed immersion of a scheme into something smooth, so these are the objects. And the morphism are given by squares, so x prime, b prime, z, x, with this is smooth. Right? So there is something defined on this category, which has such that for any x into v, and x to v is weakly equivalent to, or isomorphic in the multiple category, to m of, right? So the model depends on v, but up to homotopy only. Okay, so what can I do with this functor? I can do the following. So I can do what I did before. By replacing everywhere scheme by scheme square. I only need this to. I'll tell you what I need. So the first step of the proof I already gave, construct a functor from n as follows. So I can go from the derived category of three sheaves on smooth square over s. To the homotopy category, to the A. Yeah, from this functor I can define this as before. And so now the point that I have a functor which goes from the category of three sheaves on it's not smooth, sorry, it should be schemes. Schemes. So I have a functor like this, which is given by an embedding is sent to X. But of course, it's not an equivalent. It turns out that if I mod out by some simple thing, if I invert the following morphism, x, so this is a morphism in this category. So if I inverted inside this one, actually I will get an equivalent. And it's easy to see that this math is coming to be an isomorphism here. So it passed this. So at the end, I will get something like this. And the rest of the proof, it will work as before.
Rather than in the
beginning, I mean, it's a bit more technical, it should work.
So there's still a retraction.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the issues of going from the ATM?
So you need to just have a transfer on this guy, to define transfer on this guy, and maybe that's all you need. I didn't check the detail, but. And this would be not very difficult, actually. You have to construct. Maybe it's straightforward. I mean, I don't understand it. I just didn't have the time to look at it.
Other questions?
What is that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, because of the transfer, yeah. But otherwise, no. If you don't have transfer, it's okay. Yeah, in the transfer case, there is something which is not clear yet. But, yeah. No, yeah, actually, yeah.
I'm sort of confused with the very beginning of the talk. So, you look at the morphism phi alpha star.
Mm-hmm.
It's well defined on the level of shifts on size, but how do you know that it takes shift this transfer to shift this transfer?
So there was no transfer from.
No, in your talk there was no transfer, but you started with saying that you have a functor phi alpha star which goes from the cancel d minus of shift this transfer to d minus of shift this transfer because of all shifts.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that this phi alpha star takes shift this transfer to shift this transfer?
Yeah, so I was looking at the derived version. So I don't need to define on all sheaves. It just take a VTR of X to VTR of X viewed as a scheme. And so you have a complex, you resolve it by such thing, by VTR of X. And then you just see it as a complex of
those schemes.
Okay.